Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Alrighty, it's crossover time. Let's welcome in the Marks, Mark Grandy, Mark Willard from the concourse at Chase Center, where the Indiana Fever will be taking on the Valkyries, and Caitlin Clark making her Bay Area debut. What's up, gentlemen? How are you?
Hi, boys. How are we doing?
What's up?
Yeah, doing well.
We're getting ready for a little something different here tonight.
Yeah.
Is there a buzz?
Nobody's here yet.
Not quite yet.
Yeah, nobody's here yet. It's 1:49, but you know, I don't know.
There will be.
Like, not inside, but outside there was, you know, there are people starting to mill around a little bit.
We were talking about how it's her first trip to the Bay Area, must see, big ticket. Let me ask you two guys something. Grandy, you're a little younger, but you can see anybody play in their prime, a game. Doesn't have to be alive, probably somebody before your time. Who would you want to see?
Are we talking any sport?
Any sport, yeah.
Holy crap, we'll
just throw a couple of the names out that we had earlier, but okay. What would you guys say?
Like, my mind goes to people that I did not have a chance to
see. Me too.
Yep. So I would say Willie Mays.
Gotcha. And yeah, he was on our list. I had Wilt Chamberlain. I had Sandy Koufax also. Would like to see how he throws. Grandy?
Mays came to mind for me, too. I was around at the tail end of Jordan's career, but seeing Jordan in his peak, I think, would have been something amazing, too. My mind also goes to, like, incredible individual achievements, like Serena Williams or, like, Usain Bolt or some of the most legendary, like, Olympians as well. But no doubt, like, in today's world, Caitlin Clark is up there in this conversation.
I think you're right about that. I think you're right about that. What else is going on, gents?
Well, I tell you what.
What's, like, on your mind, Mark? What's on your mind?
Curiosity. Curiosity is on my mind. That's what I bring. Yeah, well, I bring that into this building tonight. This is the first Valkyries experience that I've had. The Caitlin Clark thing, which has been a big news piece yet again this week. I'm curious to see what is different inside Chase Center about a Valkyries game versus a Warriors game. I'm curious to see how the Valkyries handle Caitlin Clark. I know that she doesn't get beat up in every game that she plays, but it seems like a lot of them. It's certainly something that that a lot of people keep an eye on. So just, you know, like, this is the first time I've ever been to a WNBA game in my life. So that's what's on my mind tonight.
Well, and if there's, like, obviously Caitlin Clark is always going to drum up interest, and the Valkyries have, what, sold out every single game here at Chase Center. They're always going to drum up interest. Those two together are always going to be interesting. But then you have also Caitlin Clark, the game after she got decked from behind, the WNBA did not eject the player that decked her from behind, Mabry, and then came out the next day and said, oh, that was actually a flagrant too. She should have been ejected, but but she wasn't in the moment. So this is not just a normal Caitlin Clark Valkyries game either. This is coming right after,
yep.
I mean, another like forefront of the sports topic, sports world's mind moment regarding Caitlin Clark. So this is like, I don't know, it's bigger than just your run-of-the-mill Caitlin Clark game as well.
Well, and because she's here too, I think that the much larger issue, because the beating up of Caitlin Clark kind of falls into this sort of arena, if you will, for me, it's the idea of a league and, in theory, an entire sport handling newfound attention. That's kind of where my mind is. I want to see how this feels and looks tonight, because even, you know, we were just before we started with you guys, we were watching that video. I don't know if you guys saw it, of Kelsey Plum yesterday.
Yep.
And she got a little bit awkward with some autograph seekers, kind of made them feel weird for wanting as many autographs as they did. I put all of that stuff in the same bucket. This is a league, and these are players who are not used to this much attention. And I think they're struggling with it at times.
I think that's fair. I think that's fair. And especially because the NBA, like Caitlin Clark is part of the reason that Kelsey Plum is probably having to deal with more of this stuff than she has in the past. It's got a lot to do with the league itself kind of getting bigger. But I'm kind of with you on that, Mark, and especially it extends to Angel Reese. I think like they had no idea what they were walking into, and the other thing is I don't think there's any doubt that there's some jealousy or envy of Caitlin Clark and maybe Angel Reese to a lesser degree, that these guys have been around for a while, but it took those two, lesser maybe Angel Reese, to bring even more attention to the sport.
Yeah, and I think for me, I one thing I'm kind of curious about is how many Caitlin Clark fans are going to be there tonight. Like, you know, one of the big reasons why the Warriors are so popular is because whenever Curry goes on the road, there's usually a pretty big contingency of Curry jerseys.
Yep.
And I think that Caitlin Clark, while maybe other WNBA players have not handled the limelight, or the newfound limelight, you know, as well as we would have hoped. Like, I don't get the sense that Caitlin Clark doesn't, and she understands the gravitas she has. Probably a reason why also, you know, opposing arenas want to try to rough her up a little bit or get in her grill and make her, you know, lesser than, because she is the center of all of the attention. And so I do wonder, like, if she has a moment like a couple of games ago when she nails 3 3-pointers in a span of 40 seconds, how does Chase Center react tonight? Are they on her side, or are they with the hometown team?
Yeah, I think the question you're asking is, does tonight feel like a Valkyries game or a Caitlin Clark game?
Yeah.
I'll tell you exactly what it's going to feel like. Here's my prediction. You ready?
Okay. Yeah.
It's going to be like when the Warriors go to Madison Square Garden and when Curry makes a few crazy shots. You'll hear that buzz that you don't normally hear when an away player, you know, scores against your team, but it's going to be like that. You know how sometimes you watch Curry and the Warriors, you're like, they got some Warrior fans in the house. They might be Warrior fans or Curry fans, but like, that's what I expect. I expect you'll hear some oohs and ahs when Caitlin Clark does something pretty special.
Yeah, she's probably got her different sound to the whole thing. I agree with that. The funny thing in this particular case, though, is the home team is also kind of a brand new celebrity, right? Like, this, nobody knows, like, the newness of just the Valkyries is also still in the building. So, I don't know. In a way, we're listening for what it'll sound like, but I don't necessarily know how many of us know even what to compare it to.
Will pods be cheering for Caitlin Clark is a big question.
Oh, hell no. Hell no.
Nah, he'll be rocking that Valkyries jersey.
He's gonna be there. He's gonna try to trip her. He's gonna try to put his foot out.
But the thing about the Valkyries too, and obviously, like, the Valkyries became, you know, like a franchise, didn't play in a game, but became an idea in the next WNBA expansion team before Caitlin Clark ever made her debut. And much like you guys were talking about when it comes to Kelsey Plum and everybody in the league in general having to deal with kind of heightened attention largely because of Caitlin Clark, the Valkyries, you could say, are a success story early on because this area, but also because of the attention Caitlin Clark's brought the league as well. Like, would Chase Center have sold out every single day if Caitlin Clark wasn't in the league? I don't know, because there is a heightened sense of every just layperson and person in the Bay Area who probably knows more about the WNBA even before they attended a Valkyries game because of what Caitlin Clark did last year.
Yeah, and I think that's what a lot of, and I, boy, you guys hit on some things earlier that I think are totally fair. But here's the frustration I think a lot of fans, we can't walk in those shoes. I have no idea what it's like to have been a WNBA player for the last 3 years or 5 years or 7 years or whatever as you're trying to build something. But everything you just said, Grandy, like, this player has come on the scene and it has completely changed the dynamic for the entire sport. And those of us who are on the outside want everyone on the inside to, like, immediately recognize that. Just immediately recognize it and honor it and respect it. And I don't know that it comes immediately. There must be a process. And we've likened it a lot to what happened with Tiger Woods in golf. And that was a process. They got there where everybody is just like, oh, my house is bigger because of that guy. But there was a period of time where they hated him. They hated him, and there was jealousy, and they didn't want to talk about him, and they were tired of it. There was fatigue. So, I that's what I keep falling back on. We must just be at a certain point in the process, because it does. It feels, upon arrival, like just pointless disrespect.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. You know, the other thing that's going on with the Valkyries that's very interesting is they're an expansion. Well, they don't like to be called an expansion team, but it is so unusual for...
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Us to have a team, and we know nothing about it. Like, we don't know the players yet. We're getting to know, but, like, it's funny. Some people are like, how come you're not talking about the Valkyries? It's like, well, we can't yet. Like, what am I? Hey, Nakasi's got to get Thornton into that game earlier.
It's Taylor, you know, Thornton, Western Conference Player of the Week, Steiny.
Exactly. But you know what I mean? I mean, it's like, I don't, you know.
I know exactly what you mean.
Go left. It's like,
can I admit something?
Yeah.
When I was walking up to the press entrance to grab a pass to come on in here, I think there were three players next to me, but I don't know.
Right.
They looked like they were on the team. They were wearing the gear. They looked very athletic. They looked like professional basketball players. I didn't even know. It's not like if Steph, Jimmy, and Draymond were right behind me right. to go through the metal detector, I'd be like, oh, look, it's Steph, Jimmy, and Draymond. You're absolutely right. Yeah, like, let's be real about it. We don't know who these – we don't know this very well yet.
And that's where I think this inevitably goes if this team's got success. And that is right now, oh, the Valkyries. Well, they're a new team, and they're doing pretty well, and they sell out every game. That's the big thing. Oh, they sell out every game. Well, pretty soon – you know, you want people to say Valkyries are good. Yeah, Thornton, that you see Thornton play, she's really good.
Well, I think that's what's impressive is that there is so much that's unknown about them, and there's still a big draw.
Yeah,
that they're still filling out that stadium, the arena, and I think also too, they've clearly been embraced by the Warriors. But even so, I don't know if that's good enough to put 19,000. In those seats every single game. Like, this team is in its infancy. They're playing pretty well. They obviously have a big draw tonight, but just like any other team, they're going to have their ups and their downs, and we're looking for a star, and we're looking for this kind of consistency. I feel like I learn something every time I watch them, and that's why it's been, in one breath, really fun because they're new, but I also think that's what's been intriguing for a lot of people that have either gone to games or trying to get into it, is there's something new every single night. And this is a massive night because the newness now comes from the other side. The star power that's been in Indiana and has been a college sensation. And now you get to see a little bit of like, okay, how do the Valkyries handle that star?
Go ahead, Sonny.
Yeah, I'm also interested in, if I were to ask, why are the Valkyries going to sell out every single home game this year? What is the answer? Is it the newness? Is it there are way more basketball fans than we think out here? And here's it, like, I'm thinking of the Charlotte Hornets. They don't draw. Well, I'll bet you they drew pretty well early. So are the Valkyries selling out because of the novelty right now, or are the Valkyries selling out because there's a hunger for women's basketball that will that they're going to sell out for the next 10 years, I'll just tell you that right now. I don't know which it is.
Well, I think it's probably a combination. I would imagine that, you know, if they were in year five and they were still kind of just a 500 basketball team, they probably wouldn't be selling out every single game. And, I mean, selling out, I mean, frankly, considering the popularity of the WNBA right now
right.
compared to, like, the NBA, selling out is this arena with this capacity is an amazing achievement. So I think some of it has to do with the fact that the team is new. But I think also there's just a gigantic hunger for this in this area specifically, not just for basketball, but for professional women's sports. And I also think there's like an understanding in the fan base, like, all right, you're early on. I'm not necessarily going to hold you to like championship or bust your first year, maybe not even your second year. But there's also trust in the ownership and the direction of the franchise that, hey, we stick it out through maybe a lean year or two. And Joe Lacob, if you're listening, you're not going to, I know, be happy with that description. And they're 5-6. They probably won like three more basketball games than most people would expect at this point. But I think there's an expectation that, you know, give it a couple of years and this is going to be a team that's competing for championships like year in and year out.
Well, you guys are tapping into something that's my big question tonight, and I forgot to ask all three of you, have any of you been to a Valkyries game yet?
I have not.
Evan?
I have not.
Okay. So one of the things I really want to see tonight is, you talk about that newness, is that like what is driving the people who are in the stands tonight? Because when I come to a Warrior game, I know what the first thing I'm thinking is, win the game. Mm-hmm. But is the fan base here tonight, is it a combination of, this is my first Valkyries game, I just want to check it out, I've never been to a WNBA game, what's this all about, Caitlin Clark is here, what's that all about? Or are there fans yet who are like, we need to freaking get back to 500?
Right.
Like, we need to win tonight. Let's freaking go. Like, you know.
Disappointing loss to Dallas the other day.
Right? Yeah. Is anybody painting their face for this game tonight? That's kind of, like, I'm curious if that even exists yet.
Well, it reminds me, there's not enough of a sample size, obviously, but it does kind of feel a little bit like, at least when I was growing up, the Warriors were not a team that you expected much of anything out of. But everyone still went to games. Like, everyone still supported that team. I do think that there's a hunger for basketball in the Bay Area that's been a bit underplayed in all of this. And I think the arena has something to do with it. You know, it's a great time out. It's obviously a great opportunity to, you know, just get to a sporting event. And usually, not tonight, but usually it's also family-friendly and affordable. But I think that there's just a hunger for basketball in the Bay Area that's been here for such a long time that it's just rooted. Like, people want basketball. And the Warriors were that team. They rose to unimaginable heights. Before that, there was still so much interest in them, even when they were bad, when they were good, when there was some there in the middle. And I do think a little bit of that has been moved now to this new basketball team.
I think, to Willard's point, though, like, that kind of crazy fandom is almost born through just, like, years and years and years. Like, you have that crazy, rabid support of the Warriors, even when they, I mean, frankly, sucked for, like, a decade or more, just because they were there forever, right? Like, this is, to Willard's point, the first couple of months of the Valkyries, and are you showing up, and are you living and dying on every made and missed free throw, or are you just like, this is great to have a WNBA team in the Bay?
Right. I mean, I'm taking the kids next week, and it's because they really want to go. But, like, yeah,
you have to develop that fandom.
Yeah,
though,
like,
right?
I don't know even what they're thinking. Like, I'm interested to take them and then we'll just watch them. Are they just, you know?
Right.
Like, are
right,
their eyes kind of like, what is this? Or are they like, come on, we need three, we're down by three. Like, are they losing it yet based on actual wins and losses? I don't know.
I mean, off the top of my head, I've got to believe that there will be significantly more young girls at the game tonight than a Warrior game. And maybe that'll sound, you know, obvious, but I would expect to see thousands and thousands and thousands of 10 to 14 year old girls.
I mean, probably. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think,
you know,
there's
going to
be a lot more men than you expect.
Well, I also want to know, you know, is, I get it, they have season tickets, but is this the game where all non, you know what I mean? Like,
for
schedule
sure.
Came out,
is,
let's go buy Caitlin Clark's game. Now we got him. It's our first game.
Well, this feels like a basketball game and a concert got married to a degree, right? Because there's a big celebrity who's in town.
Oh.
And so even that kind of idea that you're talking about, you know, the teenage audience, especially the teenage female audience, like, I've watched this. I've got a 16-year-old girl. She can't wait to come to this stuff. Like, they see so much on social media. Like, at the end of the day, my daughter will be like, yeah, did you see what Angel Reese said after the game? Did you, like, she knows because of TikTok what all is going on here on a nightly basis with these ladies, especially the celebrity ones. And the Valkyries don't have any of those yet. You know what I mean? She's not watching what any of the Valkyries say on TikTok. She's watching what Caitlin and Angel and Kelsey and all of that. I wanted to ask you guys this. I don't know if you looked. I just pulled up StubHub out of curiosity.
I have
too.
Did you
see what the cheapest get-in price tonight? Evan, have you looked at this?
I looked earlier this morning, but I imagine it's gone up.
What it like? So what did you see this morning?
I saw, I think it was 140.
Oh, as the cheapest?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then it's gone down. I can get you if you want, Evan. I can get you a couple together, clear view tonight for 95 each.
Oh, my God.
We probably shouldn't be saying this. Valkyries.com, by the way.
Right.
Valkyries.com.
Well, I need an oxygen tank.
For all of your ticket needs. But anyway, go ahead.
That's like the worst seat in the house, and it's almost triple digits per ticket.
Yeah, what I saw is, well, first of all, a buddy of mine texted me and said that Valkyries tickets tonight are more expensive than the Warriors' last game against the Timberwolves.
Oof.
Which I actually believe. And the one thing I did, I went to Ticketmaster today. And just, you know, I want tickets for tonight and just looked at some of the numbers. I mean, a courtside tonight is like $4,000. Like, that's an unbelievable amount of money for a WNBA game. And, yeah, when I looked this morning, Mark, it was about $100 was the cheapest seat you could get. But that was way up there. And then
what
I did was they play the Connecticut Sun this weekend. And, of course, you can get a $20 seat for the sun, and a courtside is more like $500.
You okay, know what I mean? So but the, that right there, circling back, that's the power of Caitlin Clark.
No doubt.
And that's why it's annoying everybody that the rest of the league keeps punching her.
Well, Mark,
it's like, come on. Do you not see the end of the tunnel here?
Mark, when they have a new collective bargaining agreement at the end of this year, and when the WNBA players see their pay scale rise in a big way, maybe they'll think differently of her.
Yeah, I don't think they will.
But here's the other thing. I was talking to somebody the other day about this. You know, the WNBA is going to change probably in a big way next offseason because of this collective bargaining agreement.
Sure.
It's going to look more like the NBA, free agency and stuff like that. Like, you got Joe Lacob. Like, he's going to – I wouldn't be surprised if this team's a factor in a hurry if all of a sudden you can start spending some money that he's willing to spend.
Well, I mean, based off the conversation you guys had earlier, I get it. Yeah, it turns out that Joe Lacob found out yesterday he's got $4 billion he didn't know that he had.
Unbelievable.
So I would, break a little bit off for the Valks, no?
Yeah, exactly. Well,
I think it also might be easier to attract a big-name free agent to come to Golden State if they sell out an entire first season where they haven't had a big-name star. I mean, presenting this new franchise as one that is available for you to become the face of, and it's already making a large mark in the WNBA, to me, is a very enticing package for whichever player he so chooses to go after.
All right, gents.
Still annoys me that they didn't get the first pick in the draft last year.
Maybe next year.
Paige Becker should be a Valkyrie. That's the hat that I'm wearing to the game next week.
Let me tell you something.
Valkyrie's got a better record than Paige.
Lacob's gonna pluck somebody. He'll sign INSQ or something
Maybe
like that.
Maybe multiple somebodies.
Bring her home.
Exactly. All right, gents. Well, listen, have fun out there tonight.
It should be
a great event. And I don't know, get her done on 95.7 The Game.
Mm-hmm. 6-6, here we come.
Yes, sir.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.